Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Linda Torres. I'm your host on Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I know that if you love the angels, this is the show to listen to. My sincere intention is always to bring you the loving messages and the information about the angels and the archangels and all light beings. So at this time, I want to invite all the holy angels and the archangels and all celestial beings of light to be with us, to bring in your guidance and the assurance for the most highest good of all. And may only divine light surround us at this time. We also ask God and the angels to be able to give to those who are callers tonight, to those who are selected, to bring them and serve them in the most highest divine healing and divine guidance. We thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. Okay, well, we have a great show tonight. Let me tell you all, I have two invited guests tonight, and we will be talking to both my guests, and we will be inviting you to a Divine Connections party that we're having this Saturday, May 12th. It's in Portland, Oregon. If you're in the area, or maybe you can travel here, it would be great to have you. So let me tell you about our guest tonight. Cindy McGonigal, she's a wonderful palmist. She reads palms. She's been doing this for over 30 years. She connects with energy field, and she tunes in to your angels and to the guides as she scans your palms, revealing some of the most remarkable hidden gifts and abilities. She feels things and she sees things, able to help you pick up things in your fingerprints, like financial opportunities and new ventures. Cindy also has psychic skills of clairvoyance and clairaudience, and this sets her apart from many other palmists. She's able to decipher symbols on the mounts of your fingers. She's also very intuitive, so she uses her intuitive skills to do phone consultations, revealing answers to you of many pressing questions. Now, Cindy can be reached also on Facebook. Her website, which is www.cindymcgonigal.com. I can spell that. That's CindyMcGonigal.com. Cindy's also an artist, and she's an author of several books, and she will talk about that a little bit. My other guest is Sandra Swayze, and Sandra does reconnective healing. I love that she'll talk about this a little bit more, but it's really very interesting to see that the work that she does as a healer. She became a healer many, many years ago, and her push to become a healer was from her personal experience when she was diagnosed with MS. So after doing, you know, a great deal of clearing work and surrendering, a reconnective healer showed up in her life. So after doing several healings and the reconnection, within 2 months, her MS of 8 years went inactive and her body became whole again. So Sandra's passionate about helping others to become balanced and reconnected as well. So to know more about Sandra and her work, her website is www.blessingsofspirit.com. So let's, I welcome both of you, Cindy and Sandra. I know that, you're there on the line. And I guess I'll talk to Cindy first, and then we'll talk to Sandra. So Cindy, how are you tonight?
Good evening. I'm doing good.
Great.
I'm fabulous. I'm looking forward to sharing palmistry with the world.
That is great. We love that.
So, yeah, I love that too.
Tell us a little bit more about, you know, your skills and your talents, and I'll talk about it a little bit too because I've experienced it.
Yeah, a lot of times people want to ask, they always ask me, well, how did I get started? Well, I got started back in the 70s, and I actually started with tarot cards. I had a roommate that read my tarot cards, and then she advised me to get my own deck and start learning them so I could read for other people. That's what I did, and in between that, I went to school in anthropology, so I love mystical symbols and talismans and anything to do with kind of magic. Mm-hmm. And so I ran across a palmistry book and picked it up and started looking at it, and I was fascinated by just how many lines we have in our palms and how they could actually have meaning for our lives. Mm-hmm. And so the basics of palmistry was the first to get familiar with most of the lines. So for all of our callers out there, everyone, that's what I love about that I can read palms, because I can relate to everybody out there because everybody has lines in their hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so the top line in your hand, closest to your fingers, is called the heart line, and that's the relationship line.
And so closest to what finger did you say?
The base of all your fingers.
Okay.
Okay, and then the middle line that runs across the palm is called the head line, or the line of the intellect, mm-hmm. and the line that's closest to your thumb that runs from the inside of your palm down, usually towards your wrist, is called your lifeline. And then there's the famous fate line that runs from the base of the palm all the way up to usually the middle finger.
Mm.
Now, these lines do not normally change on a hand. But what does happen is there are certain lines, we call them, they're symbols and lines underneath each of those fingers. So you have your index finger, that's represented by Jupiter. You have your middle finger that's represented by Saturn.
Mm.
Your ring finger is the Sun, and your little finger is Mercury. So what I really like to do is I really like to focus on Jupiter because that's your wealth finger. So if everyone would look carefully, I don't know if you are in good light or not, but maybe you can just remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Lines of inheritance come directly from the index finger, and they run to your lifeline. So I usually quickly scan somebody's hand for that. And probably more common, and it's not like everybody will have $1 million of inheritance, but sometimes you'll have gifts from your family that mean a lot to you and impact your life.
So that's a sort of abundance also in our life. You know, it doesn't have to be
money,
right?
Abundance can take many forms.
What you know, I'm trying to see the line when you're talking about the lines. I see the line, but I think it's a little bit interrupted, and then it keeps on going.
Okay. Well, the other symbol that is pretty common on a finger of Jupiter is a square.
Mm.
And I really look for squares because they're indicators that you are good with money, and you're also good with other people's money.
Mm.
And what I've seen over the 30 years I've been doing palms, eventually sometimes that square will have little asterisks, and I call asterisks in the hand stars, and that's a good relationship to the square because it means that money is coming your way. In other words, you're being able to manifest prosperity on a deeper and greater level with more people in your lifetime. So just watch kind of what's going on with Jupiter.
Yeah.
And another finger that's really fun to watch is your little finger. So if you have any horizontal lines running at the base of your little finger, that shows me, as a palmist, that you are super creative.
Mm.
A lot of children with lots of lines on their little finger show me that they're really interested in art and music and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have vertical lines running on the mount just below the little finger, that's usually indicating that you are really good. You could work easily in the medical field. Most doctors have, you know, lots of lines running from their little finger.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also good healing. You have healing that comes through your working with your hands.
Oh, okay.
So those are a few little things.
Though that's very interesting. So I was going to ask you, Cindy. So when, just so our listeners can be clear on this, when you do phone consultations, it's usually through your psychic abilities, right?
Exactly. So what I'll do for the client when anyone calls, I'll ask usually for their birth date so I can tune into their essence. Mm. And then I will, usually the client has questions like a relationship question, or they have questions that they would like some answers. And I basically tune into their essence and listen carefully, and with my intuition, I can either see pictures of, you know, that comes through clairvoyance, or I get just a knowing, and
of course
I respond that way.
Of course. Yeah, definitely through your clairvoyance and clairaudience, which is great, and that's how you also get to hear the angels, which I know. So I want to, you know, I'll give testimonial that I did have a palm reading with Cindy, and it was very interesting. I had one, I think, many years ago when I was very young, and I didn't hardly ever remember, but what Cindy told me was remarkable, were things that I had not maybe even thought of. You mentioned something about relationships, that I wasn't even thinking about that. And then something very important that you did mention to me is that I had to travel to the Mayan ruins. Do you remember we talked about that?
I remember how fabulous it looked like. It was going to be a wonderful experience for you to really tune into the energies.
And I did. Yes, I did. So it's wonderful. I'll talk about that probably a little bit later, that I did travel there. So just, you know, to see that Cindy is really right on target on what she reads. So it's wonderful that you could read, you know, people in person. But, you know, if it's a phone consultation, I think you can tune in also on the psychic level.
And one of the angels that I'd like to remind people of, if they're interested in working with magic at all, is Archangel Raziel, because he will help you.
Oh, Raziel. Okay.
For that.
The magical angel.
One of the archangels that I love to work with. Yes.
Exactly. Okay, well, I'll get back to you in a little bit. Let's talk to Sandra now. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hi, Linda. I'm doing really well.
It's so great to have both of you here. And so the reconnective healing, please tell us more about that. I'm very interested about the healing that you're doing.
Well, reconnective healing is a healing modality that has only been to the planet for about 20 years. Mm. And we're using a whole new bandwidth of frequencies that the planet has never seen before. And it's an interdimensional healing, so we're using the fifth and sixth dimensions to bring balance and harmony in the body, so it will drop, whether it's blocks in illness or emotions or spiritual that is not in your life path, it will just let them go.
Oh, absolutely. I think I read that you do, it's like clearing work.
Yes, in a sense, it's like clearing work. I mean, the body knows, every cell in your body and your DNA knows these frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to be whole and balanced again and start to let go what you don't need.
So, did you mention that you started because you were diagnosed with MS?
Yes. I was diagnosed in 95.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I did believe in instantaneous healing. I still do. And I was trying to figure out how to do it myself, and that didn't work. So I realized, you know, I did a lot of reframing, and then it was called just surrender and allow somebody else to do the healing. And I asked and prayed for whoever it was to come and show up, and it was a reconnective healer.
Wow. So this has been how many years?
It has been now 9 years. And
wow.
I've done MRIs every 2 years since, and the lesions have disappeared. Not all of them. I still have a few in the brain, but all the ones in the neck have disappeared, and the body, everything has healed back that even the neurologist said would never heal back.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I mean, it's been absolutely amazing.
It does sound amazing and miraculous. So, Sandra, let me ask you, I know you do the reconnective healing, which is the energy work. But you, beside these healings, you offer something called the reconnection. So what is that?
Yes, the reconnection is something that is also, again, we are ready for on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is it's a two-day process, an hour each day, and it has to be done within 3 days. And what we're doing is we're creating new axotonal lines and connecting them to the universal flows and the ley lines of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we create a sacred geometry shell to hold this light, this healing light, to flow through the body back to, you know, we did that like 12,000 years ago, but we had cut it off to experience fear. And we don't need to experience that anymore. We can go to the love and be beyond this fear in the third dimension, and which is nice. We're finally there again.
I love when you talk about the fifth dimension, because we're there. So how would you, just so our listeners can understand, what would be the difference with other energy work?
Well,
with the reconnective.
With the reconnective healing, they've done many tests. In fact, they even have a book out, How Science Has Confirmed Reconnective Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've noticed is that when you do other healing modalities, the body's usually very relaxed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And with reconnective, the mind is very active. Now, they have no stress left in their body, so they feel very relaxed, but their mind is really more in tune and more alert than with the other modalities. Also that when we're doing the work, people are absorbing gamma rays instead of letting them. Normally when we get into a room, we will expand gamma rays out into the room and things get warm. We actually soak them in during this healing, and gamma rays actually offer reconstruction. So it's already shifting and moving things around for us.
Okay. So then tell us the difference, just to clarify, what's the difference between, you said reconnective healing, which is the modality, and what is the reconnection?
Okay, the healing is all about dropping the blocks that are stopping you from abundance, of getting you emotionally clear and drop the illnesses, the aches and pains, get rid of the traumas and try to overcome the fears, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you have had several healings and you're becoming more of a clearer vessel, when you do the reconnection, which connects you to the universal flows of light and information, then you have a much clearer ability to be able to heal yourself, heal others, more intuitive powers. And your life literally goes fast forward. Things just really happen for you. So you kind of move up into the connection of being your multidimensional self that you are.
Wow, a much more powerful being, it seems.
Yes.
Much more empowering way. So for more information on what Sandra is working on, reconnective healing, your website is www.blessingsofspirit.com, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. This is really great. Thank you so much. Anyway, I do want to tell our callers that we will be opening the lines, and I want to give those numbers out after we'll take a little break. And you can call in for your questions, angel guidance, and you will have three responses because the three of us are here to give you an answer and to give you a reading. So it's a triple reading tonight, so take advantage of that. Let me give out those numbers. It's 1-888-627-6008. That's the toll-free number. The other number is 530-413-4522 or 530-327-7602. So we are going to take a small break, and we will come back in about 90 seconds. Thanks.
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, there is joy. There is joy in the morning.
Hi everyone, this is Linda Torres. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. We have two wonderful guests tonight, and we will give you readings with Cindy McGonigal and Sandra Swayze. And I am the angel reader, Linda Torres. So call in. The numbers are on the main page of BBS, where you can call in toll free as well. And we are asking that you give your date of birth when you call in. It's a little bit easier for the readings. So our first caller is Kelly from California. Hello?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Kelly. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
And your birth date, I'm looking at it, is February 28th, 71. That correct? Hello?
Oh, you can't hear me.
I can hear you now.
I said yes.
Are you moving? You're probably on a cell phone. Okay, Kelly, so how can we help you?
It was actually a love-related question.
Mm-hmm. What's the question?
I recently met someone, and I didn't know that I needed to have his birthday.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
But I just wanted to get a sense of what you saw transpiring with the two of us.
Mm. Okay. So this is a person that you have known before. It feels like you have known this person before. It might have been in a different lifetime. It feels that there's a lot of there was a lot of forgiveness that happened in this other time, but the angels are now bringing you back together. There's a sense of love. There's a sense of freedom between you both right now. So it seems that you are on a path to getting to a more, I can say a serious, but a much more knowingness of both of you, of who you are and what you're here to do. That's how it feels right now. It is loving. It is loving. It's peaceful. And there's freedom, like a sense of peacefulness and freedom and being who you both are. How do you feel about that?
I get a sense of, just instinctual, of there's a deception going on. Like there's something about him that's not trustworthy.
Mm. Can you pick up something on this?
Can you give me his first name?
Sure. It's Michael.
I agree that you definitely have had a past life with him. And remember that you're perfect just the way you are. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that I think that you've asked for this relationship to come into your life, and I want you to really know that you are a very creative soul, and you really need to be with a lot of people, and does this person like to be with a lot of other people as well?
Yes, very special.
So that's a great thing. And so I'd say to you, really focus on doing things with other people that help other people, and I think that you'll find that there's a common ground to build with. And I do believe that you will see each other in loving ways, and just if you feel in your heart that you're being deceived at all, just mm-hmm. you have to mm-hmm. be straightforward and admit that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, there's a lot of communicating to do. There's a lot of the lines of communication will open with him, and it's a wise decision that you do talk a lot and communicate and compromise in certain things, it feels that there was some hurt going on. So if you both can be like a little bit on pause and not go too fast, you know, just talk about things,
yeah.
compromise in some things, and just slowly you will get into that path, you know, of healing and of more love. It feels like there will be more love. I wonder if Sandra wants to add anything.
Well, I get more intuitive hits when I'm actually doing the healing.
Okay.
With talking to somebody. So, no, thank you.
So I want to add one more thing, and that is just remember, Kelly, that it's you are able to receive love on all different levels from this individual, okay? And to open your heart to receiving, you know, and that you think, dream big, expect the best, and leave the rest, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And just really, really have fun. You know, do fun things, create fun things together. You know, make memories.
Yeah.
Okay.
The angels are saying, like, take a small trip or, like, a small retreat. It doesn't have to be, you know, a lot of days, just like a little weekend or 1 or 2 days. A small retreat, both of you, so you could really, you know, connect more.
Picking up on what I'm picking up on.
And you have two guardian angels right now really taking care of you, so you're in good hands.
Good.
Okay,
well,
Kelly?
Thank you.
I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for calling. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller, Pam from Portland. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Hi, and your birth date is 7/14/61.
That's
July 14th. 61.
Yes.
Okay, just so we could pick up. So what's your question, Pam?
Well, I am wondering if you see anything as far as possible soulmate or life partner coming my way.
Okay. There is a person, and it's anyone who you're thinking of, you're seeing this situation accurately, even if you kind of doubt it. There is going to be a balance between your, it seems your career and this person. In a way, it feels like you're working together, you're doing something together, some kind of project, and this person is close to you. This person is close to you right now. So it's somebody that you may be thinking of or suspecting. It feels that is who is coming up. It's a new beginning, also the angels say. It's a new beginning for you. It's something that is very, it's creative within what you're both going to create. It's very creative. It's an artistic expression of who you are, mostly.
Wow.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, there's no one that I can think of right now. So that's interesting to me.
I want to tell you that there's a lot of alignment for love right now. You know, Venus is going to have a really big transit, and we know that Venus is a planet of love coming in June.
Yeah.
So we're already feeling that. And it was so funny because this morning, as I was picking up my messages from the angels that I usually do, mm-hmm. the first card that came out was love, and it like told me, you know, today is you're going to talk about love, and it's incredible that, you know, you've been calling and asking about love. So what can you add, Cindy? Could you add something?
Okay, what I love about Pam, okay, you know that you're a very powerful woman, okay? So if you're ready to meet that soulmate, all you have to do is call that person to you.
Mm.
Okay?
So step into your power. And
okay.
Really call that person. Say that you're ready to receive the person that's right for you on all levels.
Okay.
And only accept someone that does meet you on all those levels, you know.
Okay.
And then make sure that you, too, are committed to making this relationship work out. And I see you guys working together again in a creative way, you know. And you are very, very creative. And you love nature. So I would put those two together, you know. Think about going to the beach or taking walks in the gorge or, you know, you know, showing me like a candlelight picnic, you know, somewhere where you can really get to know each other and still explore nature.
You're
sounds fabulous.
You're right, Aunt Cindy, because what I saw is I see water, and, you know, I see like a little boat with water. It's flowing. It's really very nice. You know, this will be very soon for you.
Yes, I think that this person is within 3 months' time of you. Mm-hmm. You know, so just actively start saying that you are ready. I am
ready
to receive the person that's right for me on all levels as my soulmate.
Okay.
So that's financial.
That's a very good affirmation. You are ready.
Financial, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, spiritual.
On all levels. Absolutely.
Okay.
Are you excited?
Wow. Pardon?
Are you excited?
Are you excited?
Pam?
Yes, I'm writing.
Hey, Pam.
Good. I'm so excited.
I am so ready.
I am so ready.
Okay,
I'm gonna draw him to me.
That's right, you are
like a magnet.
You're gonna do it right away.
What's really neat about you is that you have a really a lot of healing that comes through when you open your heart up. So almost anybody that does form into a relationship with you gets healed at some level, you know, in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
You're like very nurturing.
That's actually very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pam, we want to invite you on Saturday because you live in Portland, right?
Yeah, come see
us. I'm coming.
Come to Divine Connection.
I'm coming on Saturday. I'll be there.
Okay, and bring your friends.
I will. I'm going to bring a friend with me.
Perfect.
I've already planned it.
All right.
Okay, Pam, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful evening.
Bye.
You too. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was fun. So for everybody in the Portland area, I just want to remind everybody that Cindy, Sandra, and I will be at the Divine Connections Party. And this is Saturday, May 12th. If you're in the Portland metropolitan area, that's great. If not, you know, you can travel. You can come from wherever you want. This is at Awakenings. The address is 1016 Southeast 12th Avenue. That's 1016 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland. It's in the studio, and we start at 1 p.m., and we'll probably go until 5 p.m. So just so everybody knows, you know, Cindy's doing the palm readings, I'm doing the angel readings, and Sandra will do the reconnective healings. It's free admission, and then you'll have free 15-minute sessions on the original biomat. So the original biomat, that is from Healing Waves LLC, which is a company, and their website is, if you want more information, it's www.bio-mats.com. That's bio-mats.com. And so, you know, while you're waiting for your mini readings or healings, you can experience pain reduction, relaxation, rejuvenation, along with mental and emotional ease as you try out the biomat and as you try out all these amazing healing tools that we'll have. So it'll be fun. You know, the mini readings are really not expensive at all. It'll be like $20 to $25. So for more information, I have information on my website, angelsarnearus.com, or Cindy has on her website, cindymcgonigal.com. And Sandra Swayze is blessingsofspirit.com. So, do we have another call I'm trying to find? Yes, we do. Okay, Phyllis, and I'll give you the date birth. It's August 3rd, 54. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
Good to hear you.
Oh, good to hear you.
I'm pretty good.
You're in Beaverton.
Yes, I've met you before in person.
I know, we're neighbors.
Oh.
So what's your question tonight?
I don't know. Maybe it's about my general anxiety and health. I I don't know whether it should be. I don't know. I'm just at a loss at times lately.
You might need a healing, Phyllis. I'm feeling that you need a healing and that you should come by on Saturday. And maybe talk to Sandra because I'm feeling it right now in your voice. But let me see what's going on. So, yeah, there's a lot of emotional sensitivity. You are very sensitive, by the way. You have high sensitivity to everything around you, and you need to honor and respect that sensitivity because it is also part of a gift to you. You know, you can open up to a lot of guidance with that sensitivity. At the same time, Archangel Michael wants you to know that you need to take your power. You're working very closely with Michael. He's working with you, and he's protecting and guiding you. Throw. So he feels that you, when I said throw, he says, throw away those images and those beliefs, he's saying. But try to be guided more through the angels, because I know that you believe a lot of in angels, and the angels are helping you, and you have your guardian angels with you. And you are a light worker. You have become a light worker for a long time now. You have that power within you. And I think it feels like a stage where you're going through, where you're learning a lot of things, and it is affecting you maybe emotionally, a little bit maybe physically, Phyllis. So yeah, definitely an energy healing would be great, and it would be wonderful if you could come by and see us. What do you ladies pick up? Anything?
Hi, this is Cindy. Are you about to change your job? And have you been thinking about working for yourself?
I have been. Well, I have been thinking about changing jobs, but I just don't know what it would be. I'm in a play that could seem like a job. I'd like to do that more, but it doesn't pay. So.
Yeah, because I'm getting the feeling that you can almost create whatever it is that you'd like. As far as this career change, do you like to travel?
I haven't done it.
Do you work with crystals
really
at all?
I used to
work with crystals.
Yes,
Mm-hmm. So do you have, like, a favorite type of crystal that you like to work with?
Well, I guess I have a tabular crystal.
Yeah, because your guides are saying that you could really even think about doing what we do, and that is, you know, readings for other people, mm-hmm. you know. There's lots of opportunities for you, you know, to actually kind of step back a little bit and kind of look at kind of the things where your passion is in your life. You know, what mm-hmm. do you really love to do? And then kind of spin that off into a hobby that becomes your job.
Mm.
I mean, you're coming into a very magical time.
I think she is. I definitely feel that too. Cindy, there is a lot of healing that maybe she has to go through, and that's what Archangel Michael is trying to say, you know, that she is going through the healing, and she's very sensitive. But at the same time, like Cindy just mentioned, you are you're a light worker, and you can be very powerful in what you do, Phyllis. You are clairvoyant, you have those skills, and I feel that you just need to put you know, one foot out there, and the angels will just help you ride this wonderful journey.
Is it because I'm inconsistent that I'm not making the good, clear connection?
I think there's some
blockage.
There's some blockages. It feels like something's blocked. There feels that you have something going on there, but it's not, you know, it's not really that much. I would believe that Sandra can help you if you go Saturday. Do you think that, Sandra?
Yes, I think so. I think there's some old belief patterns that you have that it's time for them to be released so you can move forward. Yeah, I would love to see you. That would be fabulous.
Yeah, you should come. You should come by.
I'm just into the program, so I don't know what the Saturday program is with Sandra. I don't know anything about it.
I will send you the information. It's on my website, Phyllis. But
okay.
I will send you the information. because I think I have your email. I have your email, and I can send that to you. It's the Divine's Connection Party that we're having this Saturday, and it's from 1 to 5 p.m., and it's in 1016 Southeast 12th Avenue here in Portland. So absolutely, it'll be great to see you there.
Okay. So just remember, you are the master of your destiny, and you are right now at that at a time where you can actually, almost any project that you think about can actually turn, you know, profitable for you. If you think about, you know, again, you know, you got to get yourself out of the normal rut that you've been in. In other words, take a small trip. You know, it can be, who knows, to, you know, another part of Portland or outside. Pardon me?
Yeah. Break the beliefs or break patterns. Break patterns, breaking beliefs. Throw away the beliefs. Mm-hmm.
And then step back into your power, that power of knowing that working with your crystals and how you love to relate with other people, you know. And
you
love change. You love change. I mean, you're getting kind of bored what you've been doing, right?
Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, and, Phyllis, so I'm going to let you go. And thank you so much for calling, and we'll see you. I'll send you that information, okay?
Okay, thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
God bless
good
you.
Evening.
Good night. Wow, so yeah. So everyone who is listening, if you are in the Portland area, or if you want to travel and see us, it would be great. If you want to connect with Cindy and with Sandra, you know, their website is also, it'll be on the BBS page. It's there today, and I'll leave it on for tomorrow. But even if you go to my website, angelsarenearus.com, their information is there for the Divine Connections Party, and you can always, you know, get a private reading or private healing with Cindy or with Sandra, or just come see us to the Divine Connections Party, and that's Saturday, May 12th again. We'll be there from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's at Awakenings, and it's 1016 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. And you know that Sandra's doing the mini healing sessions, and she'll be connecting you to the fifth dimension, energies of love and harmony. Cindy will be offering her palm readings and connecting you, you know, with hidden gifts and abilities, including her clairvoyance and divine knowing. And I will do the angel readings to connect you with angels and archangels and, you know, just conveying the messages and the loving guidance for your well-being in all areas of your life. So we hope to see you there. It'll really be fun. We have about 5 minutes left. So, Cindy, I just wanted to ask you, I know that I just wanted to mention that you are also an artist, because I see that you have done paintings. So if you just want to mention that a little bit.
Yeah, I actually have an event that's coming up. It's going to be held at the Tolovano Arts Colony, which is in Cannon Beach, in July. It's July 22nd. And I'm doing a workshop called Eat, Paint, Connect. I'm teaming up with a nutritionist named Emily Butler, and she's going to be talking about foods that help you stay creative and that are nutritional, especially, you know, as a painter, you know, I like to paint what's called in plein air, which is outside painting, and so we're going to be talking about good foods for that, and then I'm going to be connecting people with the spirits of Monet, and the spirits of Georgia O'Keeffe. And I'm going to teach people how to telepathically get messages from these two master artists and paint by listening to what they are suggesting you to do on a canvas that you've already started. So that should be really exciting, and I invite everybody that's interested to contact the Tolovana Arts Colony. That's in Cannon Beach, and sign up for our workshop. It's $44, and it's going to be a fabulous time at the beach.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So is the information on your website too?
No, it's not on the website just yet because I am still posting things that are coming up even closer. I have an earth healing party that's coming in June 29th at Awakenings. We're going to be doing some drumming and connecting you to your animal totems. So I'm asking everybody to bring a spirit carving. And I'm going to connect you with the ghost spirit elders of the Pacific Northwest to find out what kind of earth healer you truly are and how you can help what's happening in based on the earth changes here in Portland. And we're also going to connect the totem animals to the star clans.
Wow,
and bring
that
information through.
Love it, love it, love it. So, again, more information on Saturday would be fun if everybody comes and sees us and talks to Sandra and Cindy and to myself and to all our listeners out there. You can always, you know, contact them for readings and for healings. Again, Sandra's website is blessingsofspirit.com and Cindy is cindymcgonigal.com. Before I close,
just one other thing. I'd like to invite all of the people to really take advantage of the time to come experience the Amethyst Biomat.
Oh, the Biomat, yes.
A blessing at this time.
Have you tried it?
I own one.
Oh, you own one?
I do own one. I love it. I love it. My husband and I love it, and my dog loves it. Yeah.
Really?
It's
so
amazing.
Does that help for physical pain?
It does. It reduces stress and fatigue. You know, it eases the joint pain and the stiffness, you know, that you get sometimes in the morning or when you've been working out in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lined with amethyst crystals. And then it heats up so you get negative ions and infrared that penetrate your body at least 6 inches into your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered a medical device, you know, a certified medical device.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it is, you know, how the energies are so strong now that we have we're moving into the summer. You know, we're in late spring, going to be into summer before you even know it. The angle of the sun is, you know, the photon rays are coming into the planet at such a strong rate. Sometimes, if you're a light worker, you can really feel this intensity, you know, around us. And getting on that biomat, you get into, your brain gets into the theta state, you know, so you get totally relaxed, and everything is just like,
Exactly.
So
it's mental,
definitely.
Mental and emotional, exactly. Relief.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. You know, an hour on that mat is equal to several hours of sleep.
Wow.
Good
well, 15
sleep.
Minutes would be just great for me.
Yeah, I would love
to experience for 15 minutes.
Yeah, they'll have their pillow that's actually with amethyst and tourmaline.
Mm.
And then they'll have the little minis with them, the little mini healing mats as well. And they're for like chairs and very portable.
Wow. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, everybody has to go see us. I'm sure that we'll have a lot of guests and wonderful people with the three of us. So I'm fortunate to do this with both of you, the Divine Connections Party. I want to mention a little bit because I was talking about the energy of Venus, and I think our listeners might remember that one of our shows, I had Janie Feldman talk about the Venus 2012, the transit, that will be on June 5th. So we have talked that this is really an astronomical event this year, and it's about opening our hearts to creativity and open our God-given talents, to open our hearts in relationships, and, you know, open our hearts to receive gifts of divine healing and love. And that's what Venus is. Venus is all about love. So it is a really astronomical transit of Venus in June. But what I wanted to mention as I was talking a little bit when we started the show, that my experience when I visited the Mayan ruins was incredible. It was very healing, and I was in Tulum, which is one of the ancient cities in the Yucatan Peninsula. So all this is the Riviera Maya, and it's all the Mayan culture. So it was definitely, for me, I perceived and I sensed the love and the healing of this ancient city and of the ancestors. And they were great astronomers. And what I found out is that they worshipped Venus. And they would, you know, find and look for Venus star all the time. They would call her the Venus evening star. Then they would say that she would be reborn in the morning. They would call her the morning star. So it's incredible how I could feel the love, you know, in the sense of a lot of divine guidance that was coming through at that time, and just walking through the temples. And it's really a very beautiful sacred space. So I'm very fortunate to be there. But what I wanted to say was that, you know, this is not a coincidence that Venus is coming up right now, and that all this love is coming up. And the Mayans knew about it, and they knew how powerful this loving energy is and was. But I believe that at this time, all of us who are light workers, you know, like Sandra and like Cindy and myself and other wonderful light workers like Janie, we can offer these talents. And I think everybody should take advantage that we have received this, and we could pass this to others, and we could show others how to do it. You know, we do this in service to God and to the angels and with the help of the divine. So it's just that I want to really thank all the light workers and thank my guests, because I think we can help others on this life journey to find the peace and the wisdom. And mostly with this wonderful Divine Connections party that's coming up, I think it's really taking advantage of the time. So, again, thank you both for being on the show tonight. It was great to share with you, Cindy, and with Sandra.
You're most welcome.
And it was really very magical. So I feel that this is the time where, again, the ancient Mayans are calling us, and Venus is around for surrounding with so much love and touching our lives and impacting our lives in different ways. And again, I want to thank our listeners and for those calling in. I want to thank Seth, our wonderful radio manager, who always helps us. And again, you're listening to Angels Are Near Us. We will be on 2 more weeks and more surprises and more guests to bring us a lot of love and light. So thank you so much for listening again, for tuning in. And until then, may God and the angels bless you always. Good night.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres, every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1, here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.